Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it on a Tuesday night, Lincoln, Nebraska. Here in the heartland of America, 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm. I'm DP on a... It's warm. Let me just say it's warm. But I'm not going to complain about weather because some other folks don't have it nice right now. And I'm sending shout out to the folks down in my former residence down in the Woodlands in Houston, Texas. They're going through some terrible weather down there. So I'm sending prayers and hopefully they get everything going down there. I've been through that storm situation down there, and it is not pleasant. So to do that, you know you can be a part of what we're doing. 402-464-5685 is the Sardo Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing, and we're streaming. So Allo Channel 961 here locally, and then across the internet, you can find the streaming on Facebook and YouTube as well. You can jump over to Amazon Prime if you need to as well and follow what we're doing. We've got a good one for you tonight, and I'm proud of this particular episode. I'm proud of our guests. Harrison Orange, if you would please give me a little intro.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to reading all of the co-authors' chapters as well, because just listening to the influential and positivity of each person has really inspired me. Yesterday, I got kicked out the house yesterday because I was just so excited to jump on and to speak, listening to all the different stories of the authors. And ultimately, we all share similar like visions that Chip Baker has built a bridge for us to be able to share with you all.
It is, I have to give this man his proper respect. Not only is he the assistant offensive line coach for the Dallas Cowboys, but he is now currently also an Amazon number one best-selling author. Let's bring it. Let's bring in Coach Ramon Chin Young Senior. Coach, yes, congratulations, baby.
Hey, congratulations to you as well.
It's always interesting in this thing that called life, that as we move forward purposefully, the things that you add to your name matter.
Oh yeah,
right. Those additional things. So, Coach, I don't know if you've seen it, but let me hold it up. If you can see on the stream, that in my hand is volume 8 of The Impact of Influence. And on the back, there you are, kind sir, as a best-selling author. Let's go through and tell folks some of the story, because it is fascinating to go back. Nobody gets where they are without a community of people. I like to say we're the accumulation of all the people that love on us. Let's start about the family that is and the people who raised you.
Yeah, man. Well, first and foremost, I'm just excited to be able to go one-on-one with you, DP.
Let's get it. This is the first of many, so, you know, this is just the premiere.
Yes, sir. When? Well, I have a wonderful family, man. I grew up in a single-parent home with just myself and my mother, Audra Hilton. And but supported by so many loved ones, her sisters, my aunt Thayla Dunson, and my auntie Wendy, and her husband Charles Washington, and Auntie Thayla's husband Eric Dunson. I mean, we had a really strong family support system. But like so many student athletes, DP, you know, it was just me and Mama, and you know, we had to find ways to get it done, and it was through the positive influences of so many people in my life, starting all the way back to 97 when I started playing Little League football, just getting around a bunch of like-minded men that wanted to see young men be successful. And so my journey started there in Houston, Texas, moved to Houston, Texas at the age of 4, I was born in San Diego, California, which is where my mother's from, and been in Texas ever since, man. So happy to be here with you. Happy to share my journey and some stories and dive into it. But that's my start, is just growing up in a single parent home with my lovely mother.
Coach, so much of this, and coaches tend to do this thing where you coach either to replicate what you thought you needed growing up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or in the personality of who you were as an athlete. How Definitely. Do you identify? What's the plan of attack for you when it comes to coaching?
I love that. My plan of attack, you know, it's cliche now because everybody understands the value of building relationships. But that's my plan of attack, is to build quality relationships with every player that I coach. Why? Because I needed that as a young man, right? Like, I needed hope. I need people to pour into me. I needed them to help me with my belief, with my faith, with a willingness and understanding to push further than I can push myself, with the help of my teammates and my coaches, and being willing to just accept that guidance, man. And so for me, just the understanding of building that valuable relationship. And I would say the very first way that I like to do that, DP, I just like to lead by example, brother. I truly believe that, you know, especially as a young man growing up, like I said, in a single parent home, it's one thing to be told what to do. There's another thing to be shown what to do, right? And so I'm big on leading by example. You know, back in when I was a high school football coach, I was a firm believer in, I can't ask the players to be on time if I'm not on time, right? I can't ask the players to move with a sense of urgency if I'm not displaying that same sense of urgency. Or I can't even ask the players not to use curse words if I'm not doing the same. And so, big, firm believer in leading by example.
It's this thing, and Harrison will vouch for this, that when I have coaches on one-on-one, there is a sounding siren. There's a loud vibration that happens when coaches mm-hmm. coach the way they live. And it's yeah. always, it shows up in the results, because yeah. people want to be led. Young people yeah. want to be led, and they yeah. want to trust that, you know yes. what, not only are you giving me this sound advice, but you're living your own advice, which makes it easy yeah. to follow. And it's mm-hmm. a powerful thing, Coach. I have so much respect. I knew here the first time you talked, I knew, okay, this is one of my guys. Like, this is one of my guys. I can get on board with this in this community of coaches. So we're all coaches are an accumulation of the people who coach them, good and bad. Like, you take Agreed. The lessons that yep. that the bad ones taught you, and you took yep. the love that the good ones taught you. Let's yes. talk about some of those great coaches in your life and the people who impacted and influences you and how you are today.
Oh, yeah, man. First person that comes to mind is Coach Chris Morgan. He was my high school offensive line coach. DP, he was actually the first person that built the bridge for me to be able to cross at a later date. He was the first guy that made the jump that I know from Texas, being a Texas high school football coach, and then going to the National Football League. And, man, just as simple as I can say it, when he was my coach, man, he poured into us. He coached us hard. But the number one thing he always asked me, you know, before the day really got rolling, was just, hey, man, before we get started, man, tell me, how's your family? How's your mother? And he would take a little bit of time just to acknowledge, knowing, okay, I am a student athlete coming from a economically disadvantaged situation, right? I am a student athlete that has some challenges at home, financial challenges at home. But, man, he was always willing to just, let's start off the day by just acknowledging, hey, is everything good? Now, is everything good? Yes. Okay, now let's go build off of that. If everything isn't good, let's talk about it. And then let's go put in action to what we can control and hope to one day change that situation. And so I would definitely say, DP, the first person is just Coach Chris Morgan. He's currently the offensive line coach for the Chicago Bears, and he's a great mentor, great leader, great man. I'm so appreciative of him in my life. Who knew we would be in this position this day? I was just talking to him the other day, DP, and it was funny because he paused for a second on the phone. He said, man, who knew that I would be asking you, when are you reporting for training camp? It's just such a blessing to be you know? And so that's my man, Chris Morgan, Coach Chris Morgan.
We are here with Coach Ramon Chin Young, Sr., Dallas Cowboys offensive line assistant coach. He's a best-selling author as a part of this wonderful love project called The Impact of Influence, Volume 8 specifically in this one. And I'm pretty sure that he will appear in the next volumes just because his voice needs to be heard. His stories need to be told. It's a big part of this thing, Coach, that as you make these steps, your journey to the NFL is not typical. It's not typical to go from a volunteer high school coach to the NFL. And I try to tell people, like I've had people ask me, well, why'd you stop coaching? Well, one, this radio thing, this broadcast thing kind of took over. But from a coaching standpoint, can you possibly tell me that you imagined in your head from a volunteer high school coach to the NFL, that's one heck of a bridge, Coach.
I know. And it's such a blessing to be a part of. DP, I'm so appreciative to have walked across that bridge. And ultimately, what's the task at hand? It's my job to now repay that favor and build that next bridge for someone else to cross over. So I wouldn't imagine it, DP. I was asked, I was having a conversation with one of my family members years ago, DP, and he asked me, when I was coming out of college, I went to Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I was a four-year letterman. And he asked me, he said, hey, would you ever get into coaching? And I told him just with a straight face, I said, my goal and my plan is to be the best successful NFL football player that I can be, to have a beautiful family, a beautiful wife, and I'm a retired NFL football player. Not knowing.
Right.
Not knowing he was speaking some life into my situation, man. So wouldn't imagine it, and wouldn't take it for granted for the world, man. I'm so thankful, so appreciative to be in this position.
Like I think that the humility required, to be in full service as a coach, like the volunteer portion of it, and then the high school portion of it, where you have to deal with so many peripheral things that you don't even control. Again, you're medicating people's illnesses that you didn't create, and then you're planting seeds for fruit that you're never going to bear. You're never going to enjoy the fruit of all the seeds that you plant. So for you to go from the volunteer thing and then to become a head coach, can I ask you, what are the traits that you possess that allowed you to make that transition as you did?
I say first, DP, I think the biggest blessing that I would say is having a positive voice. One thing that I was able to do at a young age, even as a volunteer coach, DP, was be able to walk into a room, feel the room, check the temperature, gather information, and then deliver something, some type of speech, motivation, encouragement, something that those players and the coaches in the room could relate to. And it's something that I've realized at a young age, again, as a volunteer coach, and that I built on, you know, through being willing to be in some uncomfortable situations, you know, asking my leaders at the time, Coach Corby Meekins, who was my high school head football coach, who gave me my first high school job. Hey, put me in some uncomfortable situations. Allow me to speak to the team. You know, we then implemented what we call devotional, right? A form of character education, challenged me to spend more time into the word. And then it was being able to have those devotional conversations with those players and relate it to real life situations. And so ultimately I would say that trait, DP, is just the ability to speak life into any situation through personal experiences, but also through building those valuable relationships and identifying what can move the room. That's my biggest trait.
It really is a common good that you find in the top level coaches, the top character coaches. And it doesn't matter what level of coaching that you're at, little league, high school, college, top level, high level, NFL, that ultimately, as Chip Baker likes to say, it's not about you. It's not about us. That you are really there to help facilitate other people forward and up. And I just think I need to celebrate you now, because I, again, there are a lot of people that we interview over the course of our time here, and whether it's Nebraska coaches, coaches from around the country, Mickey Joseph from Grambling, it doesn't matter. I find out that when you are there for them first, everything else falls in line.
Agreed.
You know, it's just that thing. I have to be in full transparency with you, and I've kind of joked about it on social media, but the folks here in Nebraska know. See, I'm a D.C. kid. I'm a D.C. kid at heart, and through all of my time at this station, I have profoundly screamed, I don't even say the words Dallas Cowboy on air. Like, I don't even say it. And I have tons of friends. Again, I lived in Texas, and I have tons of friends who played for the Cowboys, et cetera. But here's the line that you got me to cross, was that I needed to do this because when they're good people, when you see something good, you say something good. And, Coach, it's humbling to know that the Cowboys have somebody of quality on their sideline. I'm kind of, bothered. I'm kind of bothered that I'm like, oh, dang. Now I can't even hate. I got to let Coach Chittenden know I'm a fan and I'm appreciated. Bruh, well done. Appreciate you got me to cross a line that some great Cowboys can't do.
Thank you for letting us in, DP. Thank you.
All of my people in D.C. are watching going, bruh, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Here's the thing. Through all of this, going through, and my coaching path was kind of paralleling yours in the volunteer, and then you get to the high school level where you're really working. I coached in the Woodlands, Texas, in a program that was a 3A program, and they went to consecutive state championship games, and you see how the big boys play in Texas. And I try to explain it to people. Texas high school football is its own thing in player in player development, fan involvement, booster involvement, etc. Give folks the elevator pitch on describing Texas high school football.
Yeah, definitely. Imagine you have your normal schedule, right? You're a student and a student athlete. You have your normal schedule, but the expectation is for you as a Texas high school football player is to show up at Breakfast Club. The first start of the day, Breakfast Club is an opportunity for you to get breakfast, but also beforehand, you're able to do two things. Number one, you're able to knock out a voluntary workout before school. All right. Expected to be in the weight room, giving the best of your ability with your teammates. All right. And then number two, it's an opportunity to gather yourself before the day so that you may spend some quality time with the teacher prior to the start of the day, just so that you can knock out some tutorial expectations and things of that nature. From there, DP, there's an athletic period that every Texas football program has, where we're designed to have, it could be a block schedule when you have an hour and a half, right? You got 90 minutes with football players. It could be as short as even 60 minutes, where we're going to go through designated time to focus strictly on football, the weight room, the field work, the classroom work, and not the student classroom work, but the classroom as far as learning X's and O's, spending time watching film. You go throughout your daily routine as far as your athletic period. You then go to lunch. Luckily, in Texas, we split our athletic periods up, so there's two athletic periods. So you bring the younger guys back, DP. Okay, the younger guys come back. They have an additional 60 minutes. From there, then you have after school, where after school, I would say back when I was a strength coach, it's back in my yelling days. I'm still young, DP, I will tell you. But after school, I would say, you know, when I was in those shoes, I probably gave the student athletes about 6.5 minutes by the time the bell rang to be fully dressed and to be locked in and to be in their athletic lines to start the day. And after school, of course, if it's in season, you have practice, post-practice, you're going to watch film. It's an expectation to understand you're only going to take the activity bus if you're not watching film with your coaches. And I can promise you this, DP, 99% of the Texas high school football teams, they're watching film at the practice, brother. Yeah. And so you're talking about a detailed, planned out schedule for that student athlete throughout their duration or time in high school in Texas football.
It just, and I try to explain it to people, and they don't believe me when I say it, that the volume of quality and consistency of Texas high school football is why recruiting in that space is required. And here's the other thing. those things, the quality and quantitative value of the amount of time spent in this also shows up in the coaching, because you're coaching two or three times more than coaches from other states. Like you just, and the responsibility of having people who invest in it in full, and then you work accordingly. Can I ask the question, how big was the stadium? What was the capacity of the stadium that you played in normally?
Man, I couldn't give you specifics on the stadium, DP, but what I can give you is when I was a student, which was at Spring Westfield. It's in Spring, Texas, Westfield High School. Mm. When I was a student, we had a campus of 5,000 students. I graduated with 1,000 in my class. I then left, went to college at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then when I returned as a volunteer coach and then later became a coach at that same school at my alma mater, the school had digressed just a little bit because they opened up a new campus. But I remember vividly that there was one point in time when there was all the students or student athletes in the building collectively together in a camp, we counted 300 players. So imagine, okay, I'm looking at 300 student athletes from the freshman ninth grade all the way through seniors, right, that I'm coaching on a daily basis. Okay, that's the type of programs that are out in Texas.
Here's the thing. I want to say it was 2016, 2017. At Westfield, at your high school, Arian Foster had his camp.
Yep.
On campus. I coached in what may have been the hottest 2 days in the history of Texas.
Yeah.
Out there trying to run around with Arian Foster and about 300 football players. So I try to explain to people, they complain about hot. No, leave me alone. The sun's sitting on top of the stadium in Houston, Texas. We're going to throw the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Brother Chip Baker. We're going to talk about the man that got us together and the man who's leading this drive and why, what makes, we call it chipped in. We don't call it LinkedIn. We call it chipped in. And the value of the man that connects so many good people on a good path and good purpose. He is Coach Ramon Chen Young. I'm DP. This is One-on-One.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to it. One-on-One, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Coach Ramon Chen Young, senior, best-selling author and...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
You know, Coach, this thing called life, I mean, we Chip and I like to talk about the organic relationships, right? That if you're living a good life, then magnetically the universe sends you more positive people. They send you more good people. And Chip Baker is exceptional at being a conduit for that sort of thing. Please tell me how you and Chip came to know one another and the beauty of what is the impact of influence.
Definitely. Chip and I first met at Texas A&M back when they allowed high school coaches to work the youth camps for colleges. Mm-hmm. And so Chip, like myself, we would go out, we'd be a camp counselor. You know how that goes, DP. Mm-hmm. You're coaching the little kids, you're encouraging them, you're putting them through 7-on-7, which they called Aggie Ball, and different fun obstacles and things of that nature. And then afterwards, the coaches, at Texas A&M would bless us with a coach's clinic to where you would be able to sit down in a different breakout rooms with a specific position that you were locked into. And Chip and I found ourselves both in the offensive line room while Coach Jim Turner was in the room. And during a breakout session, during a break, we just introduced ourselves to each other because we were the only two in the room kind of working, going through our steps, you know, just really locked in. And from there, man, we realized we had the same common goal. We just wanted to be the best coaches that we can be to help the student athletes that we coached. And from there, it's probably been, I don't know, DP, it's been about 10 years now since I've known Chip. And from there, man, I've seen his growth. I've seen him do great things, going off to different campuses, giving different seminars and motivational speeches and lectures, and finding ways to spend time with principals and teachers and coaches as well, and mentor them. And I said, man, if I ever get the chance, I'm definitely going to find a way and find a platform to where I can work with Chip to go do the same thing we've always wanted to do, which is impact and inspire the people that God has allowed us to have in our lives, and just go do it on a larger platform.
This project, and again, this is volume 8, and of course, the wonderful folks, Sugar Ray Destin and the folks from BOBM Publishing, who helped walk us through this project. And it's really enlightening to kind of know that, one, coaches are telling their stories. What's the value? What does it mean to you and your players to know, your players and family, to know that, hey, coach is a best-selling author. He can do this. We can do this.
Yeah, man. I think the value in that is just to show your loved ones, like, all that hard work, right? All those prayers, all those sacrifices that were made, you know, they weren't made for no reason. You know, they weren't made just to be done. They were made in hopes to allow that seed that was planted to grow and to blossom. And like you said earlier, DP, as coaches, we're not always able to see that seed that we planted, that seed that we're hoping to grow in a student athlete that we're coaching blossom, because we're not there, you know, in their adult lives. But there's nothing like your family members being able to see that seed that they plant into you grow and blossom in a later date. And so, man, it's just so awesome for your family to be able to experience that. I'm sure the players, they're smiling, you know, they're excited, but they're locked in at the same time. DP, we're ready to go to work. We're ready to put in work. But it's just an awesome experience for the family, man. I mean, even I spoke to my mother the other day, and she was so excited. She was sending me pictures, you know. Amazon's finest, you know, no more. I'm like, so it's a blessing for them to be able to see how God can move in your life. And I'm so appreciative for everything to take place for us.
A big part of this as well is kind of exposing your young people.
Yeah.
To the process of, you know, it's okay to have football as a priority, or God as the focus, and football as a focus. But then to be creative and to tell your story, because it means your story has meaning. That's the telltale that somebody affected you, or you affected them so much so that a legacy has to be shared. I'm looking at your chapter, and when you speak of your coaches, your these are heroes.
Yes.
If I asked you your Mount Rushmore of coaches, the people that you look up to, the people that you aspire to be like, even if they're pro, college, or otherwise, who are those coaches?
Of course. I mean, I've already spoke on Chris Morgan. He was the guy that, again, just helped lead me as a young man. From there, Coach Justin Alden, he was my offensive line coach. I was his assistant offensive line coach, DP, where he was the first person that truly taught me that you have to push these athletes hard. If you truly care about them and you truly love them, you have to be willing to push them further than they can push themselves. But make sure every single day before they leave that building, they know that you care about them. He was the first person that taught me that from a coach's perspective. And he's definitely on that route, that Mount Rushmore. He's currently the tight ends coach for the Tennessee Titans, and he's doing great things. And from there, man, I got a great friend, Javon Milton. He's a coach, DP, when you think about humble servant leadership that I try to exemplify on a daily basis. He was the person that showed me the way to serve. And he was someone that I brought with me on staff when I became a high school head football coach. And although he had more years under his belt than I did, an older gentleman than I was, more experience than I had, he was still willing to serve in his leadership role in whatever capacity that may be in, because we have the same common goal. We wanted to positively impact lives. We wanted to change a culture. And man, those are just three great guys. And I can name so many different coaches. I mean, Corby Meekins, right? Willie Amendola, Armando Jacinto, right? Even my father-in-law, Charles Broussard, who's a 39-year retired Texas high school football coach. I mean, there's so many positive coaches that have impacted my life, DP, and even the current coaches that I serve now. Coach Mike Solari, you know, he's our offensive line coach here at the Dallas Cowboys. And when I tell you, DP, I've never met a coach who's more prepared and who has a better heart than this man here. He wants each and every person to be successful. And I appreciated those positive words that you gave me at the beginning. But, man, I can assure you, and I know this may be hard because y'all just let us in. But I can assure you we have great, great men in leadership with the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm so fortunate to work with guys like Mike Solari and Coach McCarthy, who hired me, and Brian Schottenheimer, and so many guys. I'm so appreciative to work with them because they're great people first. And so I'm blessed, man. I can name 1,000 coaches, DP. You know how that goes.
Well, that's really the thing that we go through. We're that accumulation. We're a pool of all the good coaches who drop knowledge with us. And there are certain phrases that we all use as coaches. Things that we put on the board, right? Your ability to walk in the room, the words that you put on the board and the words that you speak to your young people is going to set the tone. Yeah. For the work that's going to be done following. And then what people miss is that it's also the message that you give them when you're done working and you send them home or into the streets that matter, because that a lot of things can go left after practice, after games. Yeah. How do you manage that at this level? You put in the work. They're professionals now.
Right.
But we also know that there are other influences. And not all influences are positive. So for you, being a man of faith and being able to lead folks from how you're living, what is it that you say? What is the word that you give to them to say, hey, listen, pay attention, stay in line, we still have work to do?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a common agreement and understanding, DP. When you have a group of like-minded men working together towards the same common goal, is an understanding that we believe in our preparation. Right. We believe in the necessary tools and the fundamentals that we took place in day in and day out on a consistent basis will put us in the best position to be successful. And whatever the outcome of that game may be, or whatever the outcome of that day may be, right, because every day is game day, because every day is that important. You know, whatever that may be, you take time to reflect, but you also take time to acknowledge the fact of that you were willing to give everything you had in that day. And as long as that answer is yes, then you can wake up the next day and repeat the process, right? Because although, like you're saying, DP, you may not have the best results, right? But as long as that answer is yes, as long as it's yes, coach, I gave my best today, or from a coach's perspective, yes, as a coach, I gave my best to you today in a serving capacity. As long as that answer is yes, I can wake up the following day, man, and with my head and my chin held high, be ready to go back to work.
Coach, what's the definite? I mean, I think some coaches, they do better and more productive, more effective, because they clearly define what success will be that day. And I think it gets missed sometimes. That long vision, as I say, touchdown is the goal, but first down is the priority. How do you move folks, and how do you move yourself from day to day? You're about to go into training camp. Young people get there first, and you've got to reset and reboot and rebrand everything. Yeah. How do you get to day one to day two?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think there's three things that take place for me, DP. I would say the first thing is just reflection, right? There's a moment in the morning where I have a reflective morning when I think about my journey. I think about where God has taken me, where I couldn't have taken myself. I think about the people that have positively impacted me, from my family to my mentors. And then I think about my loved ones, right? My beautiful wife, Morgan, Elaine Broussard Chin Young, long name, but I love her. And my two beautiful boys, RJ, who's the second, and my youngest, Miles. I have a reflective moment where I think about them and I allow that to fuel me, right? I think that's step number one. I'd say step number two is, as you're working through that day and you're attacking whatever that objective is, step two is I'm focused on efficiency, right? I have a detailed, laid out plan to keep me in line. I'm human, right? DP, I'm human. I'm going to have some type of procrastination, right? There's going to be some fatigue that sets in, but I'm going to set parameters to where I can keep myself efficiently moving in the right direction. I think that's something that's valuable that I do, right? So that reflection moment and then the efficiency moment as far as just keeping myself accountable, right? And then I would say step number three, ultimately, when you are fatigued, because you're going to be tired. DP, we put in days now.
How about
listen to 20-hour days, 21-hour days. I mean, there's times where I get home, I lay my hand down for an hour or two, and then I'm headed right back up to the office. Not because, right, I'm having to spend all those hours because there's so much work. No, I'm spending all those hours because I want to help the people that God has allowed me to help, to coach, to impact, to inspire. And so I would say in those moments of fatigue, that number three for me is just leaning on that faith, DP, right? Realizing I am tired. It's okay to be tired, right? I am mentally drained. It's okay to be mentally drained. But in acknowledging that and knowing where my strength is from, I know that I got a little bit more to give. And so I find ways to push myself further in those moments. And so reflection, holding myself accountable with efficiency, and then leaning on my faith, DP, I would say those are the three things that help me move in the right direction every single day towards the ultimate goal.
Coach, it's glorious. It really is. It's nutritional. That's how you know it's good stuff, when you feel like, you know what, Coach is giving it to us, and he's inviting us into the world. We're going to take a break. When we come back and close it out, I'm going to do a thing that I've never done on this station, which was ask people about the Dallas Cowboys and why I should not be venomous about it. I'll ask you about the difference between being a high school coach and NFL coach, if there are any, and then I'll ask you to tell folks how to find you and how they can get their hands on the chapter of your book, The Impact of Influence in Volume 8. I'm DP. He is Coach Chin Young. We'll be back to One-on-One.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment of this hour, and I am grateful, appreciative of Coach Ramon Chin Young Sr. Dallas Cowboys offensive line assistant coach. And again, I'm appreciative of one, the fact that he's in this volume 8 of The Impact of Influence. And I'm appreciative that he's giving his time and letting Cowboys Nation in Nebraska have their night. Like this, Coach, I'm just telling you, my phone is blowing up from all the Cowboys fans who,
yes.
I just, Coach, you don't understand what a huge barrier you've broken. Because they know I'm giving them the business on a normal, regular basis. So they're all excited now, and they're all fired up. And so now you're going to have all these new Nebraska / Cowboy fan followers, and they're going to come. They're going to come. They're going to seek you out. I'm just going to let you know they coming.
Come on.
They coming. Let them know. Give them something. Give the elevator pitch on why they should be excited about this year's version of the Cowboys.
You know, I want to let them know, but I want to let everybody know the energy in the building is amazing, right? The purpose in the building is amazing. We have so many people, right, from players to coaches to members in the organization, from ownership all the way down, who are on the same page and who understand how important winning and success is. And I can ensure this to you, we're all moving in that direction. We're all doing the little things the right way, the willingness to move in that right direction. And I tell you what, DP, we got great. The young coaches call it juice. The young coaches call it juice. Now, I would challenge the young coaches, what is juice? Now, I won't say that, but DP, we got great energy in the building from the players to the coaches. I mean, when the players show up, DP, they want to put in work. Okay. I mean, that's a blessing, right? You don't have to push guys to want to do more. They want to do more. You almost have to tell guys, hey, guys, it's done. There's no more that can be done. We got men like that, right? We got coaches who say, you know what, mama,
my youngest, my boys, hey, y'all come up to the facility today because I've got to watch just a little bit more film. Why? Because I want to be a little bit more great. I want to be that much more great and move towards my purpose. So I tell you what, DP, you can tell everybody out there, baby, Cowboys Nation, we ready to put in work. Let's go get it.
You do not understand the fire that you are just igniting these folks here. And here's the thing. All of my home, my folks from home, they're going to be, how did you allow that to happen? That you let Coach come on your station and fire up Cowboys Nation. It's just a thing. Listen, let the folks know how to find you, Coach. If they want to follow you, they want to find you and communicate, let them know.
Yes, sir. One thing I learned from you, DP, is that my name as well is also my brand. And so that you can go on Twitter and go to R. Chin Young. You can go to LinkedIn and type in Ramon Chin Young. You can even reach out. I have an old system, DP. I'm still on AOL. You can type in Ramon Chin Young at AOL. If there's any questions that you want to talk about in regards to your journey, to what you're trying to accomplish in your lives, from fatherhood to mentorship to being the coach or player that you can be, I'm available on all those platforms, DP. And more importantly, not only am I available, but I'm willing to be accessible as well.
In closing, and again, Harrison and I are just shaking our heads like, okay, now we got it. We can't even be mad. this cat and camel come on here made fans. that don't make no sense. Here's the thing. For we usually have a ton of coaches, high school and little league coaches, who listen to when our coaches come on and they give advice on what to do. Look, your journey from volunteer to high school head coach to the NFL requires some things. What advice do you have for coaches, aspiring coaches? Give them some keys to things that are going to help them move forward in this thing.
I'm going to give them this. I'm going to give them a few nuggets, so don't cut me off.
I got you, bro. I got you.
First nugget that I'm going to give them is to be where your feet are. The first thing that I had one of my mentors tell me is, Chin, be the best coach and best person at whatever task at hand that you've been given. Okay, yes, we all have goals and aspirations to continue to climb that coaching ladder or whatever that profession may be for you. But be the best that you can be at that exact position that you hold. Be where your feet are, because when you are, right, things will happen for you. Doors will open up for you that you can't even control, that you can't even open up yourself, because you're trying to be so impactful at exactly where you're at right now. I would say that's number one. Number two, DP, I will say it like this. Before God elevated me in anything that I've done in life, I took time to write down the plan and the vision, right? When I was a volunteer coach, I spent time writing down what it would look like and what I would hope to be able to do as a high school coach. When I became an assistant offensive line coach, I put pen to paper and said, if there was ever a day that God allowed me to be a head offensive line coach, these are the things that I would do. This is how I would impact people. This is how I would inspire. This is how I would motivate. This is how I would plan, et cetera, et cetera. When I became an offensive line coach, DP, I did the same thing and wrote and took pen to paper. This is how can I be the best high school head football coach that I can be. But I tell you what, when I was a head coach, DP, that's all that I was asking for. I was hoping to be the best high school head football coach that I could be. And like I said at the beginning, because I was so invested and so embedded into being exactly where my feet were, I had no idea that God was opening up a new door for me to make it to the National Football League. Relationships are everything. Being willing to be uncomfortable is everything. Go out and put yourself in some environments and some situations to where you're pushing yourself to learn. You're pushing yourself to have conversations with people that you normally would not have those conversations with. And you're challenging yourself to grow every single day, right? Because there's always something that we can be getting better at. Even myself, there's always things that I'm still working towards. Even now during the summer, when we get off this call, DP, I'm going back in and I'm locked in and I'm going to be doing some studying, right? Because I want to be better. But I would say those are the big things that they can do, right? Everybody wants to make that jump, and I'm so appreciative to be able to do it, DP. But man, be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. Okay, give everything that you have to the task that you have in front of you. and then write down and make that vision and that plan clear, so that when it does happen for you, you are prepared and ready for that task. And know, as long as you're giving it everything you have, God will open up those doors for you. And because I'm a testament of it.
Coach, it has been a fantastic hour. I will beg and plead that we do it again soon. I know you're busy going into camp, but your story is one of glory and it needs to be told. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for your participation in the Love Project that is the Impact of Influence. Brother, we will be rooting for you. I may not be rooting for that team, but I'm rooting for you.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, DP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.